We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Chris Kleiman Show. The Chris Kleiman Show is presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. Also brought to you by Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Kansas Land Tire, out of air or need repair? These guys care. And by Kansas Oil and Natural Gas Producers. Strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. Now, here's your host, Wyatt Thompson.
Well, a very pleasant good evening, everyone. We welcome you to another edition of the Chris Kleiman Show. This actually will be the final show of the regular season for us. Kansas State is 4-5. They are 4-4 in the Big 12. Coming off the heels of a heartbreaking loss at Baylor last Saturday, 32-31. And the finale for the regular season is this weekend on Saturday at 11 a.m. here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. You can see it on Fox National Television and hear it, of course, on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College starting at 9 o'clock with the pregame show. Want to take just a moment and recognize Nate Lewis back at our studios in Jeff City, Jesse Piper, Jeff Bloomer, and Kenny Lanou, among others, helping out here. And at that point, we tell you and welcome into the fold of the head coach of the Wildcats, Mr. Chris Kleiman. Chris, it's great to have you here as we talk K-State football over the next hour. Tell me a little bit about what this week has been like in preparing for a final game for these seniors. We think it'll be a final game. Some of them may be back next year. That later to be determined, of course.
Yeah, and that's something we really haven't really touched on much. I just told the guys to enjoy the week, enjoy their time with their teammates. One thing we know is the team won't be the same again because there's always additions, subtractions, and so forth. So enjoy the time with their teammates. And, it was devastating loss last Saturday in a game that we had an opportunity to win and felt like we had control of the game, and then give Baylor credit. They found a way to win late in the fourth quarter, and I worried about our guys being able to bounce back from that. And we've had a good week of practice. Had a good team meeting on Monday. The guys really rallied and responded. We have tremendous leadership with our seniors on this football team, and they're excited about an opportunity. We're going to face a really good Texas team that had a disappointing loss as well last week. And so, it'll be interesting to see which team can rally and put forth their best effort, and we'll keep challenging our guys to be able to be that team.
I think, Coach, from the frustration side, I think you could go a lot of different ways, a lot of different avenues, streets, if you will, because you think about how well K-State played overall in the first half. Yes, you had the interception early, but you come right back and take care of that, get the lead back. You go into halftime up 17-6. They had just 88 yards. I mean, you guys played a really, really solid first half of football there, no question about it.
We really did. And once again, that we got down 6-0. We had the worst start you can imagine, giving up a touchdown after the turnover when we had a chance to stop them. And you think, oh, boy, here we go again. And then, you know, Malik makes a phenomenal run and puts us up 7-6. And then we started really playing good football on both sides of the ball, and we started to get in some stops, and our defense was fresh and playing well and playing fast. And boy, we had like 7 sacks in the game. We were doing some really good things. And, you know, lo and behold, we get first and goal inside the five, and we can't punch it in. And so those are points that you'd like to have those 4 points back. We get field goal instead, but you know, all said and done, it's 17-6 at halftime, and you know, we're feeling good that we've done some good things. We know we have a big second half left, and I just on defense we absolutely got exhausted because we just couldn't play as many guys because we didn't have many guys on the trip. And then on offense, we just couldn't get going in the third quarter, and then we came to life in the fourth.
You know, it's very interesting. I mean, there are so many topics that we can expand on there, but I guess what I would ask you here is the difference between the first half and the second half, and you mentioned too many guys playing too many plays, and you certainly don't have the depth. That was certainly part of it. How much of that, though, too, was Baylor adjustments, Charlie Brewer doing really just a terrific job in that second half, as an example?
Yeah, I think it was more Charlie Brewer. I mean, we knew in the first half it was going to be screens and draws because they weren't going to block us.
Yeah,
and Charlie Brewer made plays with his feet, made plays with his legs, and they got a couple of big screens on us that can't happen. But you know, we don't keep the cup, we don't tackle with great leverage. We have him sacked a couple of times, and he gets out of it and makes a play. They get into an empty formation and give him a lot of options out of that. And, you know, I told him after the game, I grabbed him after the game. I'm a huge Charlie Brewer fan, and he said some kind things about what we were doing at Kansas State. So he's a wonderful person, wonderful kid, and he was the difference in the game. In the second half, he was the best player on the field, and he made plays.
Before we go to our first break, we may be able to talk more about this later, but just take us through, if you can, what it was like inside the walls of K-State football when you find out Friday morning that you have some positive tests, and as an example, both of your starting guards are not even going to make the trip. I know we've dealt with COVID and contact tracing all year long, but that had to be a real bummer, man. Let's just say it like it is. That had to really be a tough deal.
Yeah, that really hurt. And you know, it was kind of like I felt bad for our guys because it's like, here we go again. You know, every game we've missed from anywhere from 2 to 9 starters and a bunch of depth. And that's the hand we're dealt. And we've got to be able to fight through that adversity. But when you practice – you know, your 5 starting guys, and we talk all the time about those 5 playing as one. And I'm sitting outside my office when we finish up the ESPN call, and waiting, and Mindy and Connor Riley come in and said, we're down 2 guys. And it's like, well, that's the hand. Let's go. We gotta revamp the schedule on the road so that when we get to the hotel, we can have a semi-practice. Riles can have extra meetings. In the morning, it was – you know, full steam ahead with extra meetings, extra walkthrough, extra time with the 2 players that are going to have to play that hadn't taken any snaps. And that's hard on a true freshman quarterback, I believe, when we're trying to talk about the protections and talk about the easy things that
sure
should be on a Friday, and they're really complicated things now.
Yeah. And with that said, let me just ask you straight up. This has been the weirdest year ever. We all know that. But has it made you mentally tougher in any way, or everybody, just because you have to deal with something like that that you've never experienced before? I just think it'd be so difficult, but yet you guys have grinded your way, if that's the right way to say it, through all of this like everybody else.
Yeah, I think it will make us mentally tougher down the line. It's tough when you're in that circumstance.
Yeah.
It's easy to not necessarily feel sorry for yourself, but kind of like, oh, no, now what are we going to do? Yeah, you're right. Everybody's going through it. There's no question. I think Kansas State's handling it a little bit differently than other schools because we're playing games, and some of them don't end up playing the games, which, you know, I want to play, and our players want to play. So, but it's frustrating because, you know, very few occasions have we been able to go out there at full strength, and that's something that our players know, and they try to block it out. And it's hard to block out everything, but they try to block it out and go put the best foot forward. And we thought we played well enough to win. We just didn't get it done in the fourth.
Let me remind everybody that if we welcome you listening across the network and also watching on Facebook Live, if you would like to submit a question for Coach, you can do it now via the Facebook live stream, or you can also tweet me at Catvoice Wyatt. Questions for the coach are presented by Intrust Bank. We'll get one question in here before our first break, and it's simply from Marcus and Hutch, who writes us every week. He says simply this: Coach, if you had to put this season into one word that describes this year and this team, what would it be? Do you have a single word?
Chaos.
I thought you might come up with something like that. Yeah.
Chaos, because you don't know who's going to be out there on a daily basis. You don't know who's going to be available on Friday night for a Saturday game. I mean, that's chaos when you go out to practice and they say, oh, by the way, these three guys are out of the building now. Or you get done with the practice on Thursday and these guys are now can't play, and Sunday after a big win they have to come in and test, and they call you and say, hey, these seven kids are out now, and you're like, holy cow. And that's probably the biggest word, just chaos. It's just never ending, it seems.
Well, we'll take a break here. More with Coach when we come back as we put the wraps on the ball game from last week and look forward to Senior Day here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. We're back in just 2 minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, real quick, we know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solverbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solverbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts, or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
You work hard to find the right soybean seed for your fields, and you stand by your work. So do we. That's why we put our soybean seed through strenuous testing and provide precise varieties and expert agronomic support for your operation. Ask your authorized retailer or your BASF Agronomic Solutions advisor about Credenz, because credibility isn't just part of our name, it's our commitment. Credenz Soybean Seed, from the experts that understand credibility is earned. Always read and follow label directions.
Is the front end of your car shaking like a K-State opponent? If so, head for Kansas Land Tire before the next Wildcat game. At Kansas Land Tire, they can balance and align your front end, as well as give your outfit the winter time once over, making sure you and your car are both ready for another Kansas winter. Name brand tires and every type of mechanical service, it's what they do and do well at Kansas Land Tire. Find the shop nearest you at KansasLandTire.com.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
K-State football is back, and Powercat Sports Grill is the place to meet your family and friends to watch the Wildcats play. Located on the west side of Manhattan, Powercat Sports Grill offers a selection of wings, burgers, salads, and pizzas, plus a full bar with over 20 beers on tap, all served up in the best atmosphere in town, filled with other K-State fans. And did I mention a 90-inch TV? Powercat Sports Grill is the official watch party headquarters for the K-State Wildcats. Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game.
The best teams are led by people with experience in the field. Case IH equipment, from combines and tractors to hay and forage tools, is built by farmers who use it every day. Make the right call and go with the team that wins in any field. Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/wildcats. for commercial use only. Customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
On this Thursday night, we welcome you back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. We remind you, too, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. Wildcats and the Texas Longhorns Saturday here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, 11 a.m. on Fox, and we'll hit the air on the K-State Sports Network starting with the pregame show at 9 o'clock. Again, we welcome those listening across the network and watching on Facebook Live. If you would like to submit a question for Coach, you can do it right now via the Facebook Live stream, or you can tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. That's @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions for the Coach presented by Intrust Bank. Another regular Chip Dude MHK writes this: Coach, my hat's off to the seniors, your staff, and you. The obstacles overcome this year will be ones years down the road that they will look at with pride. No hot seat question tonight. And here's where it gets good. Just simply this. What is your favorite chip from Chip Dude MHK? Do you have a favorite potato chip or a chip? Or?
Oh, barbecue potato chip without question.
Is that right? No problems, huh? That was easy.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate that. That's a great call. Having a nice chip.
Well, it is interesting, though, him talking about the obstacles overcome and what the kids will look at this and what it might come to mind for them down the road. Because, hey, you're only going to experience probably 1 year quite like this one, I think, for sure.
Yeah, and we keep telling our guys that if you can overcome this adversity, forget football. You can overcome anything in life because you're going to have challenges, and you're going to have challenges in your professional career. You're going to have challenge in the workforce. You're going to have challenge in family crisis, all those things. And, you know, we always tell the guys, we're preparing you for more than just a Saturday and on a football game. We're preparing you for how to handle life situations. And for us, we don't even know how to handle these situations. Yeah. So we're working through all this stuff together. But that's the thing that we've continued to preach to our guys is stay together through this. And if you stay together, we're going to be fine. And that's the thing that is frustrating because not all of us have stayed together. But the ones that have, they're going to reap the benefits from this somewhere down the line.
I think one thing that I would say, too, I was asked this in an interview this morning on a radio station in Wichita, and the thing that I was saying to the guys is the one thing that has impressed me about this group, because you have had some pretty high highs and some pretty low lows, is that they seem to be grounded. They seem to come back and get right after it again the next week. It's hard putting a game like Baylor behind you and moving on. You have to process it. We've learned that many, many years ago. Learn from it. And yet you have to move on and fairly quickly. These come on you pretty quick. The days go fast when you're in the college, in the throes of a season.
Yeah, and you have to grow from it. You have to learn from it. You need to make sure and understand that you don't want to have that feeling again. No different than after you beat Oklahoma, you enjoy that for 12, 24 hours, and you have to put that behind you, or you're not going to be ready for the next game. And that's the greatest thing about the game of football. Is it teaches you so much, but it humbles you as well. Humbles you in defeat as much as it humbles you in a win. And I've seen teams and players get so excited for a win and never be able to come down and then lose games. And I've seen teams that have lost games that can't get it out of their mind and lose another game. I appreciate the way Monday through Friday, we always talk about stacking great days. And Monday through Friday, if you stack great days, it gives you an opportunity to win on Saturday. And that's what I told the guys this Monday. Guys, you had a great week. You had a great week. The preparation was great. The execution, practices were physical. You were locked in. Doesn't guarantee victory. It guarantees you an opportunity to be successful. And that's where you can't beat yourself up sometimes when you do the right things and you don't come out on top. You just got to learn from it.
Let me ask you a couple of questions about Taylor Portier, mainly because he's a young guy, was forced into the lineup on Saturday because of the issues that you had.
I guess the first question is, and you and I have talked a lot about him over the last year plus. I know you think he's going to be a really good football player. So I guess on one hand, tell me how much he has progressed. But then the hard part with the second part of the question is, if there were a spring ball last spring and that had there been the kind of normal summer, is it even possible to tell me how much better that he might be at all, or is that just total conjecture? What do you think?
No, he'd be better. Everybody would be better had they had a spring and a summer. We always talk about, you know, take advantage of the opportunities that you do have. And when your opportunity comes, you know, you've got to be ready. You can't say, well, I didn't think I was going to have this opportunity to be able to play. And he did that. And he's done enough to warrant the opportunity that we felt confident. And then he went out and played a really good football game. Was it perfect? No. But it was physical. It was nasty. It was running through contact and stuff that we got done watching the film on Sunday and said, we just found one of our guards for the next 4 years if he stays healthy.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. And you look at a kid like Skylar Thompson that watches everything too and says, Coach, I'm really excited because that kid's going to be a great future guard for you because of what he did. And it sometimes you find some things like that when you have injuries, and we found one in Taylor for sure.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, too, something that we may reflect back on because – and I use Taylor as just one example. I think you've played enough young players in the first couple of years here that, you know, we have seen more and more and more of this happen in these years as they go the games go on. Many young kids. They may not all be true freshmen, but a lot of them are, and it's interesting to watch them grow. And I'm sure you, as a coach, you really appreciate that process and watch them do their thing.
I really do. And you know, Carver Willis is another guy that's really close, and he'd have been potentially in the lineup by now, but he lost about 20 days. Yeah. And I see guys like that grow. I see Will Howard continue to grow. I see all these players that we're hearing a little bit about now that you're going to hear about. And, you know, I'm knocking on wood that you and I are having this conversation 2 years from now saying, remember when Taylor got his opportunity and yeah, what he did with it, and now look at what type of player he is. And that's the growth part you know, there's some growing pains with growth.
Yes.
And that's sometimes what people don't realize, and that's why they call it growth, is you're going to have some growing pains. And we're having some of those with young players, but I think we're going to see the benefits from it on the other side.
We'll go ahead and take a quick break here. We'll have more with Coach when we come back as you hear from your local Wildcat affiliate now. Back in 2 minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course. Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
On this Thursday night, we welcome you back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. We're getting you set for K-State and the Texas Longhorns on Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. 11 a.m. is game time. Our coverage on the network will start at 9 a.m. The Wildcats 4-4 in conference play, and the Longhorns are 4-3. Both teams coming off very difficult losses last week. And, Coach, we'll talk more about Texas, but just a quick thought on them here. I think when you play them, the one thing you know is they're going to have lots and lots of talented football players, and that's certainly the case here, isn't it?
Yeah, they have talent all over, and really experienced guys. Quarterback Sam is one of the best in the country. Been there for a long time and has played exceptional football. Big physical offensive line, really good skill kids. Defensively, they're really long. Great length, big, physical, a lot of guys that can run around. It'll be a big challenge for us because, they're going to be angry coming off of a loss that they felt that they had the game in hand. And Iowa State did a nice job coming back. And so it should be an interesting Saturday that I know our guys are excited to get back out on the field, especially a home game.
All right, another question here for Coach, courtesy of Facebook Live. You can also tweet me at Catvoice Wyatt. Our questions for the coach, presented by Intrust Bank. This question is general, I guess, in nature, but it says, Coach, how would you assess the redshirt situation with your freshmen this season? So basically, those that you have not used, what's the season been like for them? And maybe give us some examples of guys that are doing pretty well.
It's been hard because every one of those kids, I believe, has missed a minimum of 15, if not 25 days.
Wow.
I don't think there's a freshman that hasn't been part of the COVID, either a positive or close contact. So it's been inconsistent. We've seen some really good things out of a lot of guys, a number of guys, not just the ones you're talking about that have played, but the unfortunate thing is there's not enough of an evaluation because you see him for 2 weeks. Carver Willis is a great example, doing really well, getting a chance maybe to step in the lineup, and then he leaves in because of COVID and loses a number of days and weeks. A kid like Jalen Travis, Amaris Brown, those guys have been in and out. And Nate Madlock, he went on the trip with us last week, excited for Nate because he's going to be a terrific football player, but Nate's frustrated because he's missed so much time.
Yeah.
I could go on down the line. There's just so many of those guys, and that's where, you know, we get the benefit, regardless of record, for bowl eligibility to be able to continue to practice for the next 2 weeks. And Is Drew Wiley and Noah Johnson going to practice the next 2 weeks until we figure out what we're doing for postseason? Probably not, or very, very limited. Mm-hmm. But all those freshmen that have missed anywhere from 15 days to 30 days need that time, need the time in the weight room, need the time with us on the practice field, need the time with us in meetings so they can learn the game.
That was an interesting question at your press conference, too, on Tuesday, the possibility of being a bowl team this year, whether it's with a 5-5 record or a 4-6 record. And you said, absolutely. We need the work. We need the experience. Let's talk a little bit about that and what it would mean to be able to do that this year.
Well, a couple things. We want the practice time for our young players. I don't know about the seniors coming back, not coming back, moving on, not playing in a bowl game. Who knows on that stuff? I'm more concerned about the development. I'm more concerned about having those practices to give an opportunity to get better. And then if we have a chance to play a game, to have some of those younger kids even playing a game, because it's not going to count as far as their clock anyway. And the other thing that concerns us this year is Kansas State starts school back so late. We're not till the end of January.
Right.
So the longer we can keep them and do some things, the less time they're going to have. They need time off, but they don't need 7 weeks off. They don't need, you know, that's essentially what they would get if we let them go after Saturday. Well, they've had months off because of COVID. 7 weeks is too much. We think they need 3 weeks. They need maybe 4 weeks. And so we need to practice and have Dawson with those guys so they can continue to develop.
Here's another question for Coach presented by Intrust Bank from our Facebook live stream. Coach, what is the best part about Deuce Vaughn that you didn't know before he got here?
Well, there's not many surprises with him because he's the total package.
Yeah.
Not only as a personality and the type of kid he is off the field to the type of player, great hands, great ball skills, body control, runner. How tough he is, and I knew he was tough, but you guys have seen, I mean, he takes some shots, he runs inside, he runs outside. The first hit of the game, he got flipped over, and he just popped back up, and that's the thing, is he's just so physical and so tough, and is a great teammate and is always encouraging everybody.
It's really pretty amazing, get this statistic out there. He's one of two players in the country to have 500-plus rushing yards and 300 receiving yards. The other is the All-American Travis Etienne at Clemson. That's pretty high cotton he's walking in there, isn't it?
That's pretty good company there. And, you know, he's a special player, and the great thing about it is it's just his first year here, and he's a really humble human being, too. And so that's what I'm excited about, is he's not going to get caught up in whatever postseason awards he gets or whatever accolades. He just loves playing the game and doesn't get caught up in all the outer social media stuff. He's just a really grounded kid that is going to be a tremendous leader for our team, too.
Another question here, courtesy of Intrust Bank, has to do with Wyatt Hubert, and it is there a better defensive end in the Big 12 in your mind, and what are your concerns about him maybe going out early? Is that a possibility?
Well, yeah, sure, there's a possibility. It's something that we'll sit down and visit with Wyatt and his family at the end of the season. He has some time on that. And there's probably some pros. There's probably some cons that I haven't even thought about. But he's a kid that's going to play on Sundays for sure. And, you know, I'm biased, but I think he's the best defensive lineman in the Big 12. A lot of coaches have said to me after games or before a game how special he is, and you can see the respect he has with the coaches that do go over to him after games, kind of like, holy cow,
yeah,
you know, you were a handful to try to block all the time. So, but something that we'll visit about at the end of the season.
We'll take a break here. More with Coach in just a moment. We're back in just 2 minutes. Stay with us, please. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The best teams are led by people with experience in the field. Case IH equipment, from combines and tractors to hay and forage tools, is built by farmers who use it every day. Make the right call and go with the team that wins in any field. Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/wildcats. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Making ends meet has always been a challenge, but lately, additional new sources of energy have been driving up costs faster than we can keep up.
For people on a fixed income, the impact of costly additional energy sources hits hard.
Fact is, oil and natural gas remain the most economical energy source known to the world today, lifting up Kansas families with affordable, reliable energy.
That makes all the difference for a Kansas family like mine. Get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
Oil and natural gas helps keep every Kansas family strong.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet 1 in 5 people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
This is Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Investment scams don't just target the elderly. Research shows many fraud victims are college-educated, financially literate individuals. 1 in 10 will fall victim to investment fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
Show. I'm Wyatt Thompson with the coach of the Cats. The Kleiman Show presented by Intrust Bank and Power Cat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. We remind you, too, oil and natural gas production is the second largest industry in the state. It provides over 118,000 jobs and more than $3 billion in family income. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. That's KansasStrong.com. K-State Senior Day, Saturday at 11 a.m. against the Texas Longhorns. Our network coverage begins at 9 o'clock. The Wildcats 4-4 in conference play, and the Longhorns are 5-3. Visiting about this ball game coming up over the weekend on the show tonight, reflecting back a little bit on the Baylor game in Waco last Saturday, a very, very soggy night. K-State losing a very difficult game, 32-31. But, Coach, we were talking about Wyatt Hubert a moment ago and the defense in general. Boy, you put a ton of heat on that quarterback in that first half. He looked so frustrated. Now, he did get it going a little bit in the second half, but, boy, that, the pressure from that front four, you had to be thrilled with that. That was awesome.
Yeah, they really did a great job getting after the quarterback. And when you get into no back and empty sets, that's the chance you take. You know, you're going to get your quarterback hit a little bit. And he's a really tough, tough physical kid. And he takes a lot of shots and he keeps coming back. But it was good to see. What's one thing that's been really consistent for us throughout the season is we've really done a nice job keeping pressure on quarterbacks throughout the game.
And we've talked about this a lot. There's no doubt about that. But it's more than Wyatt Hubert. It's more than Khalid Duke. It's everybody doing what they do. And you've really done a nice job of bringing other guys along, too. I think about Robert Henson. He is seeing some snaps. And there are other guys like Kamari Gainis and a lot of guys that have made their way this year. That's been fun to watch.
It really has. You know, there's been 8, 9, 10 guys playing. And, you know, I think it really starts with Drew Wiley and Eli Huggins. Yeah. You know, those two guys draw so much attention, even though they're inside guys, that it gives the defensive ends a great opportunity to get a pass rush. And we've kept guys fresh for the most part up front. That's the spot that we have been pretty good at, as far, especially defensive end, as far as rotating guys. It's the back seven that we've just been decimated with, whether it's injuries or COVID, and that's where we haven't been able to stay fresh.
Yeah, that's the toughest part. And when you look at that, I know we get a lot of questions every week. We can't ask all of them, but so many of them are asking about the recruiting, how that's going. I know you can't be totally specific here, but kind of give us a sense of how that's going as you get closer and closer to National Signing Day.
You know, it's crazy talking to Taylor Bratt today that, you know, we're about 2 weeks away from it. Yep. We have a really good start right now. We're still actively recruiting and actively looking for guys, but we have some positions really earmarked. There's not a position that we're not looking for, going to continue to look for, but we need to continue to find skill kids and continue to find linemen.
Tell me about 2022. What kind of work is being done right now on next year's group?
Yeah, already rolling on that. Taylor and Chuck Lilly do a tremendous job of getting things out to those guys. And you know, it's kind of never stops, whether it's 2021s, 22s, 23s, doesn't matter.
Yep.
It's an ongoing process, but it's something you have to do every day.
Another question that we get a lot, and we'll just throw this in there, Intrust Bank sponsors our questions for Coach, is the guys that have been knocked out this year with season-ending surgeries and how they are doing both mentally and physically, and that would include, as you know, Skyler, and it would include a Sammy Wheeler and, you know, TJ, several other guys there. Generally speaking, how are those kids getting along?
Well, I see most of them at practice every day. I visit with Skyler quite a bit, and he's doing well. He's starting his rehab. Joaquin Gill, finally out of a sling, doing his rehab. Sammy seems to be, you know, they're in their meetings and stuff. TJ, is off his crutches and moving around and seems to be doing well with his rehab. But it's just a long haul for those guys. And all those kids that we mentioned, whether they're seniors and they haven't made decisions to come back, or Sammy and TJ, you know, we're hopeful that they can be ready for some of spring ball, but time will tell on that.
Yeah, for sure. You mentioned Joaquin there, and it made me think about the receiving core and the things you have fought there with again, COVID, contact tracing, injuries. Like Mr. Gill's injury was about as weird a thing as I've seen happen for a while. And it brings me to the thought of Malik Knowles, the play he made the other night, the things that he has fought through this year, trying to stay healthy. You got to give this young guy a lot of credit, I think, in a lot of ways, because he hasn't been as healthy as he would like to be, and yet he's still trying to be out there every single week. He hasn't done it every single week, but it's been close, no doubt.
You're right. He's still a very, very explosive player that we need to try to find ways to get the ball to, and you're right. It's not even been – he's been a part of the COVID factor too, but it's just the injury bug that he's just always been nicked up, mm-hmm. you know, two or three of those weeks. And you think about it, well, we've only played 9 games. Then you throw in COVID and stuff as well. He just hasn't been able to be healthy and fresh. Now, I thought he was pretty healthy against Baylor, and you see what happens. Mm-hmm. You know, he takes a jet sweep and runs through an arm tackle and outruns everybody to the end zone. And so, you know, Malik is – practices his tail off and has a smile on his face. He's one of my favorite players to be around, and I'm excited for him that we can get through some of these injuries and stuff and get him healthy and let him have, you know, a great couple years or whatever it is. But make no mistake, Malik is a difference maker that we're excited when he's out there full speed.
You bet. We need to take another quick break here. We'll do that. More with Coach Klieman after a timeout. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night. That means it's the Chris Klieman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. K-State back in action for the Senior Day game coming up on Saturday at 11 a.m. here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. The Cats and the Texas Longhorns. And we mentioned a moment ago Texas talent. And I think in visiting with your coordinators a little bit today for our pregame coverage on Saturday, I think you look at that Texas defensive front, coach. I think anybody would like to have that kind of talent, but it's more than talent. It's just size and strength. I mean, they've got 348-pound guys in there. That's just crazy.
It really is. They're very physical. They're very athletic. The length that they have, and they're really disruptive. And that's the thing that, you know, they've been really dominant up front. And we saw that last year. We struggled to run the football against them. Got some big plays, but struggled to run the football. And that's what a lot of people have done is been struggling to run it. And so we have to do a great job of trying to manufacture some runs, quarterback runs, outside runs, inside runs, because that front four can really kind of wreck the game, whether it's with run stopping or with their pass rush.
Here's a question courtesy of Intrust Bank, and this is a little bit off the subject of Kansas State football and more about the grand picture, I guess. Do you think it's right, is basically how this reads, to penalize a team for playing only five games to, and I think they're referencing Ohio State here, to maybe keep them out of the playoff picture? Do you have an opinion on that one? That's a tough one.
You know, I my opinion doesn't matter, but I think that they should be required to play a minimum of six.
Yeah.
Just because it, over a long season, over a 9, 10, 11 game season, I think you have a chance to get upset. You have a chance to have more injuries. You have a chance to have the ball bounce the wrong way. And over a 5 or 6 game season, you have a better chance of things going right, especially when you're not playing every week. And that's what it looks like some of those schools are doing, is not being able to play every week. And so I would hope they would take an 8-1 team to be in the playoff over a 5-0 team. I just think that's fair.
Yeah. And I guess this is asking a little bit because of your background at North Dakota State. Do you think it would be good to, say, move the playoffs from 4 to 8 at some level?
Absolutely. And I know that there's, you know, different arguments on either side, but I think there should be 8 without question. There's 5 Power 5 conferences, and one conference is left out every year. Which doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
So you have those 5. I think the best non-Power 5 team should be in it every year. You know, whatever. In past years, it's been a Boise State or, you know, this year a BYU or whoever it would be.
Yeah.
You know,
Coastal,
Cincinnati.
Whoever it might be. Cincinnati, yeah.
Yeah. So that gets you 6, and then take the next 2.
Yeah.
And that way, nobody's complaining about, well, you didn't take the best team out of the Pac-12, Big 12, Big 10. You took 2 out of ACC or SEC. I think that would clean a lot of it up.
Tell me a little bit about down the road in the program in a normal year or years, just your general philosophy in scheduling in the non-conference, because there's such a balance to that. Over the years, I've learned that guys are a little different in how they look at it, certainly, but generally speaking, what's your philosophy on non-conference scheduling?
Well, I think we have a pretty good routine right now, is the fact you're going to play one Power 5 school and then your 2 other games, an FCS school and a Group of 5 school.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was at FCS for so long, I want to keep playing that type of game, because the financial benefits to those schools keep those schools afloat, keep those programs going, give kids an opportunity. So I hope that always happens. And then to play a Group of 5 school, I'd like to keep it regional as much as you can, so you're not traveling all over the place, whether it's, you know, your team traveling, another team traveling. I know it's not going to happen for quite a while, because I just don't see anything changing in the Big 12. But the 9 game conference season and always having an odd number of home or away games,
mm-hmm.
I wish we could play 8, play 10, and have 4-4 or 5-5, just because I know there's nothing we can do about that right now, but that would be better.
Yeah, I think it would, because let's be honest, this league is difficult enough. Even when you have the split in your favor at 5-4, it's really, really hard when the split is 4-5. It's just the facts.
It really is. And you're not going to win every game at home. You're not going to win every game on the road, typically.
Right.
I mean, there's some, you know, tough places to play. And even your own place, people come in here and have success, you know. But It is. I just wish it would be equal, and that's just not going to happen right now. There's nothing anybody can do about that.
Yeah, for sure. Kansas State getting set to take on the Texas Longhorns, and we'll continue after a quick break. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
You need harvest results, not another radio ad. So let's get to the point. Channel Seedsmen place products to perform in your fields, and the results can speak for themselves. Get yield results from your area and less yapping at channel.com/yield. Huh. I guess less talking means more time for music. Classic rock, anyone?
That's channel.com/yield for local harvest results.
Always read, follow green marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
With an unequaled client experience focusing on communication and attention to detail, let the team at Fox Home Innovations work with you to create a new space that you will love for years to come. A proud K-State Home Team sponsor, Fox Home Innovations is a design, remodel, build firm that has served Manhattan and the surrounding areas for 10 years. From site visit to project completion, Fox Home Innovations will develop a plan that fits your budgets, wants, and needs. To turn your dreams into reality, like Fox Home Innovations on Facebook or visit foxhomeinnovations.com.
K-State fans, Stan Weber here. Let me tell you about my friends at Buck Roofing. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing. With offices in both Kansas City and Manhattan, they can come out and give you a free estimate on your house or building. I have used them at my house, and they always do a great job at a great price. They're owned by a K-State grad and a Herd and Fund supporter, Ron Buck, and are a member of the K-State Home Team Program. Call Ron Buck at Buck Roofing at 913-384-2680 or go to rbuckroofing.com.
This season, there's a new choice for your fields. Zatavo soybean seed, designed with triple stacked Enlist E3 technology for weed control flexibility. Supported by a dedicated team of BASF agronomic experts. Protected by the versatile BASF soybean crop protection portfolio. Zatavo soybean seed, stacked in your favor. Zatavo from MS Technologies, distributed exclusively by BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Back on the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and PowerCat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. We remind you, too, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. Coach, we haven't really talked about the linebacker play here. You've played the last couple of games without your starters. It looks to me like Daniel Green and Cody Fletcher have done a yeoman's job filling in there. Daniel had 13 tackles, a tackle and a half for loss Saturday in that game in Waco. Those guys are giving you everything they've got, aren't they?
They've played really well, they're playing a ton of snaps like we've talked about, and some special team snaps, and really been pleased with those two guys. And it'll be great to be able to get, knock on wood, Justin and Eli back, so that we can split some snaps in there and keep some guys fresh and get some guys on and off special teams. But I'm excited about what Cody and Daniel have done.
We've got a question here, too, about Justin and what it means to not have him from the standpoint of just leadership. Can you put that into its proper subject here for us?
Energy, the guy that challenges everybody, the guy that's the one that's always out in front of the room, always the guy that even when we were in the locker room at Baylor, pregame, halftime, postgame, he's the one that talks.
Yeah,
I mean, he's one of those guys everybody listens to, and so one of the best leaders I've been around, and excited to have him back. You can tell our energy's up at practice when he's there.
Yeah, what's the hardest part about taking that kind of role? I've always loved talking about that subject with coaches, because not everybody can do it, and when you have one, boy, is it valuable.
It really is. It's kind of an innate thing, and something that once you start doing it, and you know, he's the voice of the room. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool to see, and Skyler was that a little bit as well. And when Skyler went down, Justin's taken it all, and so we're so fortunate to have him, because he brings a lot of energy and a lot of life every day to our team.
I ask you pretty much every week about Will Howard and his continued growth. I know I've said this for a long time. I'm sure everybody understands this. He's a freshman. first and foremost. Secondly, it's you know what it's like with the quarterback. Sometimes you get a little too much credit and you get way too much criticism. You know better than most. How is he doing? He just seems to be getting a little bit better and a little bit better week in and week out.
Yeah, these snaps are so valuable to him, and the experience, all those things, the practice reps, the game reps, the adjustments, all those things are going to make him so much better for years to come. But, you know everything you need to know about Will Howard when, you know, whatever, the second or third play of the game, he has an errant throw and it gets intercepted. And he finds a way to put that behind him and play really good football. And what he did in the fourth quarter at Baylor, I know has given him a lot of confidence. It should give him a lot of confidence. Threw some strikes, ran the ball well, did some dynamite things. And he's a guy that's really benefited from coming in not knowing if you're going to play, and has played as many snaps as he has and had success. I'm excited for his future.
You bet. He's done a good job. And with that said, let me ask you about the other guys, because, you know, when Sky first got hurt, boy, we started talking about Will, and we started talking more about Nick Austin. We started talking again about Jaron. How are those guys progressing? I know we don't see them as much, but how are they doing?
Yeah, well, Nick takes all the reps with the twos and gets a lot of snaps, and Jaron doesn't get as many snaps, but is going through all the game plans. And then when we have our young guy stuff, he does the majority of those snaps, so he's continuing to gain reps, gain experience, and it's going to help these guys down the road, all the snaps that they're getting, all the game planning they're given, and those guys helping each other out, too. That's been really good.
Coach, you have coached a lot of really, really good quality people at the quarterback position in your time. I'm curious as to when you look at a guy like Sam Ehlinger, who's, 6'3 and 230-ish and what have you, the experience that he has, the kind of gamer he is, what sticks out to you more than anything else with him?
Just how calm he is. We were watching 2-minute today with our defense and just going through all their 2-minute drives. And he had a couple of 2-minute drives, one in particular against Oklahoma, where they're bringing everybody at him and people are slapping at him and hanging on his shoulders and hanging on his legs. And he just keeps his eyes downfield. He's so strong, lower body, so strong that he's not worried about somebody hanging on a thigh or hanging on his hip because he can still deliver the strike and keep his eyes downfield, and just his calm demeanor, and nothing rattles the kid, and he's really fun to watch.
Yeah, he truly is. We'll take our final break and wrap it up when we come back in just 2 minutes. Stay with us. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
K-State football is back, and Powercat Sports Grill is the place to meet your family and friends to watch the Wildcats play. Located on the west side of Manhattan, Powercat Sports Grill offers a selection of wings, burgers, salads, and pizzas, plus a full bar with over 20 beers on tap, all served up in the best atmosphere in town, filled with other K-State fans. And did I mention a 90-inch TV? Powercat Sports Grill is the official watch party headquarters for the K-State Wildcats. Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game.
Salina Regional's Orthopedic and Sports Medicine is your home field advantage. Led by orthopedic surgeons Drs. Timothy Hawks and Travis Rump and sports medicine physician Dr. Matthew Pyle, along with an A team of certified athletic trainers and physical therapists, we are ready when you need us to help prevent injuries, enhance performance, or to heal through surgery and rehabilitation. For area athletes to weekend warriors, the home field advantage starts at Salina Regional Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
K-Staters, make sure everyone knows you're a proud member of the Wildcat family with a K-State license plate on the back of your vehicle. Available with a $50 tax-deductible contribution. These special plates will let everyone know you're proud to be a Wildcat. With more than 10,000 K-State plates on the road today, the Alumni Association's license plate program has raised more than $5 million for scholarships and student recognition programs. Get a K-State license plate at your local DMV office. For more details, visit the association's website at k-state.com.
Making ends meet has always been a challenge, but lately, additional new sources of energy have been driving up costs faster than we can keep up.
For people on a fixed income, the impact of costly additional energy sources hits hard.
Fact is, oil and natural gas remain the most economical energy source known to the world today, lifting up Kansas families with affordable, reliable energy.
That makes all the difference for a Kansas family like mine. Get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
Oil and natural gas helps keep every Kansas family strong.
For a final time, we welcome you back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Wildcats getting set to take on the Texas Longhorns. It's going to be the 21st all-time meeting between these two. Coach, do you realize the series is 10-10 and K-State has won 7 of the 9 here in the Little Apple?
Well, that's good. That's a good omen to have. It'll be a fun atmosphere on Saturday.
And it is senior day, too. It'll be an emotional thing for those guys, whether some of them come back or what have you. It always is.
It really is. And our underclassmen need to play their tails off and give these kids a great reception for all the blood, sweat, and tears they put into K-State football. And I'm excited for those guys to have one more opportunity for sure here at home.
You bet. Hey, thanks so much for your time tonight. Best of luck this weekend. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Wyatt.
That's going to wrap up the Chris Kleiman Show for not only tonight, but for the 2020 college football season. Thanks so much for joining us each and every week. Again, a quick thanks to Nate Lewis, to Jesse Piper, to Kenny Lanoue, to Ryan Lackey, to Jay Moline, Jeff Bloomer, Spanky. I shouldn't have called him Spanky. It's Brett Foltz. We're out of time, folks. For Coach Kleiman and our crew, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on Saturday. Good night. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the K-State Sports Network, this has been the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. Also brought to you by Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Kansas Land Tire, out of air or need repair? These guys care. And by Kansas Oil and Natural Gas Producers, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the K-State Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.